So we gotta do another basic introduction.
Okay. All right. I know me, Elijah.
Okay. So I'll start off with the introductions. Okay. Boy, 16, have a dog. Is a weeaboo, likes memes.
You sound like you're listing off stuff for like a dating website.
You know what? I'm not.
Elijah, are you like doing? That's a big hmm.
Okay. Anyway, Kanan, you go.
Boy, 14. Weeb gamer. Me boy time.
Okay, Ariel.
Okay. Am girl. I am 16. What was that? Okay, no. I'm 15. And I draw a lot.
Okay. Okay. So, a basic thing. So, we got two weeaboos. And we got a girl.
A girl.
Yeah. Girl.
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 Because I will get people to watch. Listen to this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
When you record a podcast with a girl, putting girl in the stuff, putting girl in the title to get views, dude, YouTube's new algorithm.
Yeah.
I am the algorithm.
Reality can be what I want it to be.
So okay. What stuff should we do?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because this is just introductions.
Yeah, so this is introductions. Okay, I feel like it should be stated right now. There are a lot more people who wanted to join this, but due to the fact that it's New Year's Eve, we're the only ones who can do this right now.
Yes.
The other people we have planned are my friend Nick, who no one else knows here except for me. Okay? We have my adorable girlfriend Brenna, who's socially awkward and doesn't want to join. And then we have our friend Sydney, who is hanging out with Brenna right now, so she can't join.
Big oof.
Big oof. Can we get an F in the chat?
An F in the chat.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. So we should start this off with. Okay. So. Only me and Ariel know why we started this podcast, okay? Well, yes, I've been talking about starting a podcast with my friends for months, but what literally made me want to start doing this was I tried finding a copypasta of Hello, Mr. Obama.
Okay.
No.
I tried finding a copy pasta, and and what happened was Ariel found an image and she sent it to me on Discord, and I was just like, okay, you do the furry voice, I'll do Obama, and we did that. I was just like, you know, doing shit like this is great for a podcast.
Yes.
Because we literally shit posted for about 5 minutes. This entire podcast was brought to life.
Interesting.
We're just like, hey. That could be used in a podcast, and here we are.
Interesting.
Yeah, this all happened yesterday. We would have recorded yesterday, but it was late.
Yeah. I mean, you and me were on.
Yeah, late, we were up till 3 in the morning playing Night of the Board.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I had to go to bed, which is dumb.
Yeah, loser. Because your parents forced you to sleep at 10 in the afternoon.
No. 10 in the afternoon.
Yes.
That's a morning. That's like 11.
That's like middle. That's to me. Like that's the like middle of the day for me. Yeah, it's middle of the day for me.
Yeah. Because like I woke up like at 2:33-ish today.
Dear Lord.
I woke up at 11 this morning. I was just like, okay. I haven't even been awake. I haven't even been awake for like around. I've been awake for around 7 hours at this point.
Oh my. Wait. Okay. So, what time is it? Like 6:40.
It's 6:26.
Yeah, 6:20.
That was kind of off.
I understand you're on the computer, but isn't there always a freaking
time? I am full screening. All right.
Okay.
Then I've been up for like, if you count how long I stayed in my bed before I actually got out of bed, probably around 3 hours, but woke up like 4.5. I've been up. That's how long I've been up.
This podcast is literally just gonna be us saying dumb stuff.
Yep.
Okay. As 2016 YouTube wanted everybody to do, story time.
Story time.
Okay. Story time. You have to clap. Ooh. You have to clap twice. Very loud clap on story, and then the very soft clap on time. Story time.
Story. Whoa.
Leave my room, brother.
Whoa.
Okay. So, we should begin this by a very, very, very story, a very common story told by me a lot. I tell this to basically every single person who I've been friends with for at least a week, how in the 8th grade, after I was walking home from a detention because I'm too lazy to do my homework, I saw a donut I found on the road.
Oh no.
Okay? Yes, it's the donut store.
Oh no. Oh no.
So, oh no. I saw an old, drier than Hillary Clinton, slightly covered in ants, dirt on the side of the road, chocolate frosting donut. And chocolate. Instead of picking it up and throwing it away, or just leaving it be to the ants, I just like, you know, I'm kind of hungry.
Oh god. Oh god.
So I actually picked it up, and I took several big bites out of that boy.
Oh god. How are you okay?
He's not.
I don't know why. Oh, I should also state, around 30 minutes prior to eating this, I saw a bucket in the middle of a giant dirt field, and it's like, you know, I need to take a crap. Your boy.
Are you okay?
Dude, I think you've forgotten. I don't take any care of my health at all.
You take you take so little care of yourself, yet you never get sick. I take care of myself, and I get sick every other
You eat a bagel that looks like it's good.
Let me explain this, because...
Yes, okay, wait, hold on. Another story time. This is the bagel story on why I bullied Ariel... why I'm still bullying Ariel for this thing that happened over 2 months ago.
Okay, basically, one day, there was no food in the house, right? And I was really hungry. This is after I got home. I found this bag of bagels in the pantry that I haven't even
bagels
for like 2 months. And you know what I decided? I was like, there's no food, and I'm really hungry. I'm gonna eat it. And so I ate it. It wasn't very pleasing. And the next day, I vomit. And it was just not a fun time. But yet, this boy can eat a dirty donut off the side of the road and be okay. While I get sick after just eating an expired donut. Or not donut.
Expired bagel. A bagel.
Bagel.
And after that, you still like eating bagels.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh,
he disconnected.
What do?
We can't have a freaking 9-minute podcast going.
No, are you telling me I have to restart this?
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, he says send another invite, can you?
I'm trying. Send an invite,
Yeah, it apparently
this is definitely what everybody came here to watch.
Yeah, actually listen to.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting. Why isn't it? I don't want to airdrop.
Don't airdrop, but like try sending a link over Instagram. Copy link and send it to Instagram. Send it over Instagram DMs.
I can't do anything unless I wait.
No, you can leave the app. You can leave the app and still talk. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, let me send a... Will this work? Wow, what a good podcast so far.
Actually, no, we were doing pretty good. We were doing... This audio...
Okay, I sent a thing. I hope hopefully that works.
Yep.
I'm not sure. This is a disaster.
I have returned.
Okay, good. That works.
It works. It works. So now we have an emergency.
Okay. Crisis averted.
Yeah, sorry. Like, my alarm went off to go feed the dogs, and, like, I couldn't hear anyone else after it. Like, speaking of that, I had to go feed the dogs. I shall be returned.
Okay, so he shall return.
Okay, so we still need a story time from him, though.
Yeah, we still need a story time from him. So, for the time being, let's have a conversation. We were freaking out about an hour ago over the cover art for this podcast.
Oh, yes. The cover art. Oh man, the cover art.
Yeah, because Ariel said she's an artist. She likes to draw a lot. And this was originally going to be on my profile, but since she's using an iPad, for some reason she can't join. She could only make and invite people, so now it's on her account.
It's whack, y'all.
It's whack. Oh god, my dog left the door open.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'll be back in a second. Actually, 6 seconds.
6 seconds.
Hi, dog. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. So.
This is a disaster.
No, it's not. I'm bad with memory.
Bad memory.
Bad memory. Good memory, but bad memory.
Good, but bad memory.
I was a loud noise in my house.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my brother just, made a loud noise.
So what should we talk about as the next segment? Because after story time, we're gonna have to talk about something else.
Let's talk about some serious issues that we have no say that will ever affect this issue. That sounds like a good idea.
Yep. Oh boy, I love getting controversial on the first episode.
So let's talk about why none of us like black people.
No.
That's a joke.
I know,
freaking Vox Media, Wall Street Journal, get out of here. That's a joke. It's an offensive joke made for the sole purpose of getting people like you angry. So get out. I'm racist towards liberals.
Stop. Disaster. It's really a disaster.
That would actually be a disaster.
Oh man.
Okay. Let's talk about one of the biggest common interests between all three of the people inside this recording session, and that is anime.
Anime.
Anime. Yes, anime.
Anime.
Yes, everyone here is at the very, has read, a manga. Once.
A manga. I love me some manga.
Yes. Speaking of which, you had to give me volume 3 of
Magical Girl Apocalypse.
Magical
Girl
Apocalypse.
Also, y'all should read that. It's pretty good.
Why do you think I'm asking for volume 3?
I'm telling the audience if there's gonna be any.
Ah, yes, if there is. Here's the thing. You should only read that if you're used to anime stereotypes and you are alone.
Yeah, and if you like seeing blood.
If you like gore, death, and twists on anime stereotypes, go ahead. But just so you know, there's a reason why there's a 16 plus rating on that manga.
There's a very big reason why, and you'll probably see that in volume 2.
Volume 2. Literally the first 2 pages of volume 2. Oh boy, I'm pretty sure we got some high school.
I have returned.
Oh,
yes, he's back.
Story time.
Yes, now time for Kanan's story time.
What?
You got to tell us a story.
I don't have a story off the top of my head, man.
Loud clap, soft clap. Loud clap, soft clap.
No. I don't have a story off the top of my head.
Tell the story of what happened in the first 2 hours of you playing VR chat. Yes. Me and Kanan found him an e-girl.
Oh my god.
I So basically, he came over to my house, and I, like, it was just right after I got my new PC. So he was like, I'm like, any games we should play? He's like, I got you one. And then I went to go do something real quick, and I come back, and he had installed Fortnite? VR chat on my in Steam, and so I load it up and play, and like the first I joined this random lobby in like the I forgot what room it was, but it was the room where you could draw stuff in, and
the recreation room.
So basically, I was just talking with this one guy, and then this one girl who's using
the Yandere Chan model from Yandere Simulator.
Oh, no.
We should state that right now.
Yeah. Who did not talk at all. This came up to me and did not stop staring at me, and was.
And then after about like 2 minutes of this, boom, she did a hard eyes thing, didn't she?
Yeah, she would look at other people and then like do like angry eyes, then look at me and do hard eyes. I'm like, interesting. Yeah.
I forgot, what was your player model? What was the player model you were using back then? Because
I remember
me and you went into before this, me and you went into a avatar setting.
I don't remember. I think it was one where if I crouched up and down, like it looked really, like really fast, it looked really weird.
Yeah, I remember I tried doing a. Oh yeah, I just think right now I was at this point I was using Kanan's bad PC that couldn't run anything.
Oh,
I was using VRChat.
That wasn't even a gaming PC.
I know, it's not even a gaming PC. I used it, and I tried using a Kobayashi model. It was working, but everything was lagging on my end.
Oof.
And there was this, there was this one guy who was, like, harassing me, and I couldn't even use the mic. But he was just like, what are you drawing? And just like, get away!
The guy. Just please, I'm male.
I have the XY. Right.
I have a special Chris boy present for you. Ready for these? Ready for this?
What?
Stop! That's so dumb.
So, welcome to the ASMR stream.
No.
It's ASMR time.
No, it's not ASMR time.
It's
ASMR to the entire minute dedicated to ASMR channels were a thing in 2016 YouTube, not 2018 YouTube.
Yeah.
Dude, I freaking hate how Rewind 2018 was just freaking, just like, here, have some dead channels, some dead memes. What's that YouTube versus T-Series versus PewDiePie? Get out of here. Logan Paul versus KSI? Get out of here. The Suicide Forest? Get out of here. No, I would want Fortnite and Marquez Brownlee.
Oh, and don't forget K-pop.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's one thing this video needs.
K-pop.
Konnichiwa.
Stop.
Actually, Konnichiwa is Japanese. You're a weeaboo, you should know this. You're a weeaboo, you should know this!
I know, exactly, it's a joke, Jesus.
Oh boy, don't get so defensive here.
You're offending your kind.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. I offend humanity as well, even though I'm a human.
Oh. I should say that while you were gone feeding your dogs or whatever, I just made a very, very casual joke saying why all of us hate black people.
You do realize I'm an eighth black, right?
I know, that's the joke. That's the joke.
I swear to God.
The joke is none of us do, but I said it as like a thing that's just like, ha, if we ever get famous and they listen to this first podcast, get out of here, Vox Media. Get out of here, Wall Street Journal.
I was going to say that. I was like, if somehow people actually watch this stupid podcast and just, they'll be like, oh, they're racist.
Oh, no. The racist kind.
Dude, keep in mind, I'm a Mexican living in America who speaks more Japanese than actual Spanish, okay? I am pretty sure I'm not racist. Dude, for goodness sakes, my best friend is half black. He gave me and Ariel the pass.
He gave this the N-word pass.
Oh no.
We have N-word passes that do not expire, but I'm still not gonna use it.
And they are unlimited use, by the way.
Well, aren't you like the, instead of white and privileged, you're black and privileged.
Hell yeah.
Black
and privileged. Oh man. You know, this is probably gonna sound better when it's like there's like music or something added in the background so it doesn't yes. sound so empty.
Some yeah. copyright free
copyright like, free music.
Yeah, so yeah. Hmm. Royalty free freaking like really, really long like July. Oh wait, I got it. Lo-fi hip hop studies 24/7 YouTube. That's what we got.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
Oh yes, that's what we're gonna use.
We're gonna use somebody else's stream in our freaking podcast. Oh yeah, Kanan, you know the name of the podcast, right?
Well, no, what is it?
Something Stupid.
We are intelligent.
Intelligent.
I searched it. I searched it up on this, dude. There's literally no other podcast with the name Something Stupid. You'd assume like a general thing people say when they want to make a podcast name, just like it should be something stupid. Like no one actually chose Something Stupid.
Wow, we are intellectuals.
We are intellectuals to the 9,000th degree.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I should actually state right now, I'm actually a fucking genius. I just don't use that
genius at all. You don't use your brain at all.
I don't. As I said, I ate a donut I found on the road, okay? I'm smart. I am super smart. My ability to comprehend shit and hold a conversation with like a 40-year-old is unbelievable. But I just don't use that.
You don't use it. You don't use it at all.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I'm dumb.
I'm big dumb.
I got the big dumb.
I'm also highly intelligent, but you know,
I mean, like, how does a Mexican fail Spanish?
We don't talk about that. We are not talking about that here.
Wait, do your parents still?
No.
They still don't? Oh god, you're in deep shit, Ariel.
No one needs to know.
Oh yeah, we should talk about this. Whenever I was at my best friend's house for his birthday, I was in the call with Ariel. I'm talking about your brother was like threatening, when he was threatening me on like if I was not telling the truth, if you said the F word or not.
Yeah.
Oh no!
We were playing our Weeaboo game, Bang Dream, which is basically anime Guitar Hero.
Okay. Yes.
Interesting. I am intrigued.
Ariel missed a combo. She lost her like a really high combo, so she said. So she actually said, "Ah, oh, god dang it, this game can go f itself." Yes.
Whoa.
And like an hour later. Here's like an hour later, her little brother shows up and he's like, "Did you say the F word earlier?" And I'm in the call and she's like, "Oh, you're talking to your weeaboo friend, aren't you?" He actually refers to me as that weeaboo friend, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, so
That's
and then he grabs like a stuffed animal or whatever it was, and like he starts demonstrating like how he's gonna beat me if I'm not telling the truth, and like he starts hitting the shit out of it, and it's like, "Well, I have one thing to say to you." He's like, "What?" I just respond with harder. he just walks out the room.
Yeah, he just went out. He walked away.
That reminds me of those memes where it's like some guy getting beat up by another guy, and the guy's like hard daddy.
What?
And
it, what?
What? What? Yeah, I love those boys.
What
those
a wonderful day that was.
That was a great day. That was also the day I got the pass. So.
Oh yeah. Wasn't your friend playing or trying to fight Sans with a TV remote?
Yes, my friend was able to get Undertale on an Amazon Fire Stick. So two things happened with Undertale and my best friend's little brother at that day. He got Undertale on his Fire Stick, but he found a website which lets you try and do the boss fight for Sans. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he was trying it, and he was just dying left and right. Just like, okay, let me see the things. And I couldn't make the adjustment at all, so I just died for like about an hour. And then I walked up to my best friend, and I'm just like, hey, you gave your little brother the pass. Give me the pass. And he's like, give me a pen. And it's like, wait, no, you're not actually doing it right.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Fun times.
Fun.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Oh, yeah.
It should be stated. I don't like how many times I'm saying that. It should be stated right now. This is being recorded live on New Year's Eve of 2018.
Yeah, so, it's the last day of 2018.
So yeah, the big meme right now is Chig Bungus.
Big Chungus.
Chig Bungus, yes.
Chig Bungus.
So yeah. There's like any meme that comes out tomorrow, or if Logan Paul films another dead body, we won't know about it.
Yep, we are past.
We are in the dark. We are in the dark about things that happen tomorrow.
Tomorrow is start of the new year.
Oh yeah, we should state. Okay. So I already stated that I want my girlfriend to be in here, but she's too shy. Okay.
Yeah.
I should also state it's 2 months today.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's not like I told Kanan that at 2:30 in the morning when we were playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
Wait, when are you?
Ariel, when are you and Eddie? Like 5 months.
Oh, it was actually on Christmas.
Oh, on Christmas? Oh.
Yeah.
Christmas. Merry Christmas. What did you get me? A year.
Well, it's been 5 months, and we've been pretty good.
I'm the only one who's single.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
My dog's just chilling in my room. My dog loves being in my room, but she doesn't like interacting with me. It could be like 2 in the morning out here scratching at my door, and I open it, and she's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's my dog again. I open it, she just like literally like takes two steps in and lays down in front of the door, and it's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I see how it is.
This literally just this whole thing is just basically
it's basically a Discord call, but everyone can hear it.
Just everyone can hear it.
So we actually have to kind of censor ourselves from our...
Have to censor yourself.
I had to censor myself big time.
Censoring.
Keep in mind, with the donut story included, I've been censoring about 90% of my true power here.
Yes, you have.
We're not trying to flex on you, but I've only using 10% of my power.
Oh my gosh. No,
that's the thing. I've been censoring 90%, so I'm also using only 10%.
Dang.
I freaking love that meme. It's just like that really messed up Shaggy with a sword in his hand. He's like not that, man. You made me use 10% of my power.
I know. That's what I was referencing.
I love that image. Okay, so since it's 2018, the final day of 2018, okay, best meme, worst meme?
Best meme. I know what the worst meme is, and it's probably that when they did Surgery on a Grape.
Same here.
It was funny for a day, and then,
let's rewind, like, week 2 of November, okay, when I hadn't nutted at this point.
What?
Anyway,
weakling, okay, I like, passed.
Right,
weakling, bow down to my infinite power.
Joke's on you. I remember you being upset when Hentai Haven shut down.
No, my true weakness.
The anime titty. My one weakness is the big ol' anime titty.
Yeah.
Something we can all agree on.
it's what all the kids rage about these days.
Dude, have you seen that video of like that 7-year-old? He's like, oh, I took down Hentai Heaven. Why did you take down Hentai Heaven? I wanted to see the anime today. Have you seen that video?
No, I have not.
Dude, I can see anywhere on the meme accounts I follow on Instagram. What's wrong with you guys?
I follow like almost all the ones you do. I haven't seen them.
What?
I haven't seen it either. And like, you forced me to follow all the meme accounts you follow.
Yes, because they got good memes. Some of them are good people.
Some of them.
Yes. Though it's me, Ouija, whose name for all of December was Nazi Boss. Also, shout out to that boy. He's a freaking god.
Yeah, I played Fortnite with him. He's pretty dope.
Yeah. Dude, like, oh my god. He is such... Dude, I was in the... I've been following that boy since early July, and every single interaction I've had with him has always just been, like, a big plus. It's great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's pretty dope.
Yeah. I tag him a lot in my posts. Speaking of Instagram, I think it's time that we all shamelessly plug our Instagrams now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh. Big oof, you're not doing really much.
Yeah, my plug is literally just the name I have on here, Nightmare Fox Cow.
Mine is not even close.
Mine is just 0 O underscore underscore Lunette underscore underscore O 0. That's it.
Like, it sounds like a 12-year-old making an Xbox account to play Call of Duty Ariel.
I know. Because I couldn't make an account that just said Lunette because somebody already took it.
Yeah, mine is Savage underscore Patch Kids. It's kind of like Sour Patch Kids. Instead of Sour, it's Savage.
Huh. Thanks for explaining the joke.
Yeah, I know.
My username is just based off one of the characters I made.
Mine is
just based off of a joke from the sixth grade with my friends that I can't think of any other joke.
Is a name I stole from my sister's.
It was like a roller derby.
Yeah.
Yeah, roller derby thing.
I stole it from her. Huh. I yanked that.
You yanked it.
you yeeted your older sister.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, my family keeps on calling me.
Oh, honey!
Yeah,
it's not dinner time. My mom wants me to put away dishes, and I don't want to do it because I've been doing dishes for the past 5 days.
I have to do dishes every day, so you can stop.
Well,
I mean,
my chores in this house are taking out the trashes, cleaning the carpets, my room, sometimes the bathroom. Sometimes I have to take out the trashes myself as well. And there's dog poop, then there's a bunch of yard work, and sometimes I have to clean the garage. So doing the dishes is, you know, I don't really feel like stabbing my hand right before I have to go clean up dog poop.
Stabbing your hand?
Dude, the amount of times I've touched, like, the amount of times I grabbed a knife while, like, I grabbed a knife where, like, the sharpest end is just right in my palm, ready to cut me. Like, if all of those had, like, done, like even 1% of its damage ever, like, 1% of its damage ever, all of that, like, I probably would have been dead, like, 2 years ago. Dude, I have grabbed a knife by its blade by so many times at this point.
Oh, dear. Yeah, you gotta be careful. Like, I've done that 2 times.
That is not cool, I think.
I've done that
Speaking of sharp things in my hand, I'll let you finish right there.
I've only done that 2 times, but it was when I was washing dishes, and I couldn't see in the water because there's, like, bubbles everywhere from the soap, and I just grab the next dish, and it's a knife, and it just stabs me.
Yeah, I hate, like, when I'm doing, there's more story for you to tell, but, like, I hate it when I have to do dishes, and then my mom literally makes one of, like, the sinks filled to the brim with water and has so many dishes, and I'm like, but what if there's a knife? And, like, then the food gets clogged, and then, like, I'm like, I can't drain it. And freaking, yeah, and then so basically, I have found a solution. Basically, you get, like, a freaking spatula or whatever, something that's long, and you don't really have to, like, do anything that you had while you're cleaning earlier, and then you just kind of, like, shove it down there.
So basically,
and then, like,
you're just fishing for your dishes.
Fishing for a knife.
No, I'm fishing for, like, to get move the food out of the way so the water can actually drain.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that reminds me, I'm gonna get to my other story after this, but a nasty habit everyone else in my family has is they'll start up the sink, they'll put dishes in, and then they won't do the dishes. So they leave a sink filled with water and all disgusting foods just floating in there. And I have to reach my hand into that sink, unplug it, get dirty food all over my arm, and then I have to take all the dirty ice cold water out of those dishes.
Oh, yes.
And then I have to wash them.
Oh yeah, that's I've dealt with that many times as well.
My dad never throws away his extra food in the trash can. Like,
why?
He just puts it in the sink, and I'm
what?
Like, stop it.
Wait,
no. Like, you know how when you eat there's some leftover food?
Yeah,
he never
throws
it away. He just puts it in just straight into the sink.
Oh my gosh, no.
It's gross.
You have to throw that stuff away.
Yeah.
Or just save it and for later.
Okay, that no. It touched other food. And no.
No, I mean like not like putting it in there and just taking it out. I mean like just saving your food for later if you get hungry.
I don't really do that.
Anyway, so back to the other story I was gonna tell. So speaking of sharp things in your hands, okay? I had this slightly psychopathic tendency all throughout 7th and 8th grade where I would sharpen a wooden pencil as sharp as I can get it to and I'd prick my fingers.
Why?
A lot. And I'd see like how many stabs it would take before it'd be like, oh, hey, that broke some skin.
Why?
Like sometimes I could come home from school and like there'd just be like a black circle on my finger and I'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that. That was about first period.
Ah.
It's basically you stabbed yourself with pencils for fun.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
Man. This is the Dark Society all over again. What?
Huh? Ooh, an idea for a future stream for a future one because there's not enough time to explain how much I hate these people. Toxic friends. That should be a new topic. That should be a topic.
That would
for
be.
Another one. Ooh.
I got some stories about those.
Everyone here I really has some stories. I have a story of 5 years of basic manipulation, dude. Oh, great.
Toxic relationships. That's where it's at
actually,
for me.
Yeah. I have one.
This one kid, stole my legendary pump in Fortnite.
You know, this one kid, I was landing on this building and on this legendary spaz, and the next thing you know, he grabs it instead of me, and I'm just crying myself to sleep.
Okay, no joke though, when that happens, when you're next to the weapon but the other person takes it, that, like, you gotta sue Fortnite at that point.
It's PUBG time.
Yeah. I like how I use that joke so much. Guys, how many times in like the past month have you heard me just say, okay, I'm suing Fortnite
over 10
now.
Times.
Yeah.
Like it could be over the smallest thing. Like I just make that joke with my brother. I could be playing like Call of Duty Zombies, okay? Like something that's entirely unrelated to Fortnite. And I'd just be like, okay. If this elixir doesn't teleport me to the place I want to, I'm suing Fortnite.
You say that a lot when we play Bang Dream.
Yes, I know.
I'm suing Fortnite.
Yeah, it's usually whenever I miss a combo on the true bop.
Either that or someone chooses Dragonite.
Yeah.
Dragonite. Ugh, Dragonite's horrible.
I dare you to put it as the background song for this.
I'd probably get copyrighted.
Wait, oh no. Yeah, that's right, it's an original. Oh no, it's a cover.
It's a cover, but still. It's by them.
It's bad.
It's such a horrible song, y'all. If any of you play Bang Dream, just...
No, if you ever get into a server with someone named By Disaster, and I forgot what my name was.
It's the same as your username.
Yeah, I know. But I could have sworn it didn't have the right amount of spaces on it. Anyway, yeah, if you ever go on the Bing Dream, you ever see my name or By Disaster, just know if you ever select Dragonite, like, I'm gonna come to your house, you know, with about 6 pistols, and I'm just gonna shoot off all your fingers.
You know that clip of that guy saying, "America, hell yeah, I got more guns in my basement than Canada."
Yes.
That's gonna be you.
Now that's me.
That's gonna be us. Oh man. Oh boy. What is this become? This is supposed to be introductions. What are we doing?
Introductions. But this is a great idea on a segue on how we basically get into our things. We begin off with an initial topic, an initial topic, and then it just segues. Like, we could be talking about how adorable this one dog on Instagram is, and like literally 5 minutes later we could be like, so Smash Bros.
So
Isabel be looking thick.
How many shrimp do you have to eat
before you
wait, copyright, stop.
No, guys, this is a cover, an unofficial cover.
Oh, you're right.
So we've been saved. We've been saved.
Also, I've never once seen anybody who's played the actual song, who's actually ever played Flamingo and, like, gotten copyrighted on YouTube. I think the recording studio behind that are, like, cool whenever people use it. They just can't say it's their own.
Flamingo.
Yeah, we do not own Flamingo, by the way. Flamingo's a God-tier song. God-tier. I actually love that song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to sing, like, the Japanese part of it, but I'm dumb.
Flamingo.
Yeah. If you're multicolored, that's cool too.
Wait.
Flamingo. Oh. You're pretty either way. Jeez.
Big oof.
This really does just trail off into, like, whatever.
Yeet.
Oh, I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
Wow.
Oh, right.
Let's talk about in the...
What?
Wait, what?
What?
No one gets the joke.
Wait, what?
Let's talk about amnesia.
Oh, I didn't... You cut off too soon. I didn't hear what you said.
That reminds me of this God-tier joke from a comedian. Do you guys know who Bo Burnham
is?
Yes. Have you heard of his song, Ironic?
I don't know.
The ending line is the best way to ever end your song.
Hmm.
So throughout the entirety of the song, it, like, goes through, like, examples of irony, such as a water park getting burnt to the ground, a tow truck is broken down. I always used to cry when I laughed. Then I was raped by a clown. But dude, the way he ends his song is, like, the greatest way I've ever heard anybody end a song, okay? It's just, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, and one day we were...
Oh, no!
That's the big oof.
Dude, I freaking love the chorus of that song. He just spells ironic back and forth.
Oh man.
The chorus is literally IRONIC. That's the chorus. I freaking love it.
That's great. Thank you for sharing.
That's true.
Very
man.
Cool, Kanye.
Right there. Very cool, Kanye. Thank you.
However, that's not the best song by Bo Burnham. The best song by Bo Burnham for me is a tie between what was it called?
Sal could not defuse the bomb in time.
Taking him tonight's big loser.
It's impossible. Take him tonight's big loser.
Have you seen the one that's just like Sal couldn't put on clothes in time before the children released into the room?
Yeah.
Making him a legal pedophile is making him tonight's big loser. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I have. I have.
I am lost. Dude.
Impractical Jokers is a good show. It's hilarious.
Oh, that show. I haven't watched that show in ages.
I've never watched that show.
You should watch it. It's on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix now?
Yeah, it's been on Netflix.
Oh, heck.
Dude, something I wanted to see, because I remember, like, seeing a bunch of weeaboos talking about how they put Evangelion on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I can't find it.
Yeah, I can't find it either. I'm using website. I have it on my list to watch pretty soon. But
I watched the first four episodes of it and I fucking loved it.
Let me check the website real quick. What was the name? I forgot the name of the website. I'll tell you it right now.
I'm doing something right now.
Okay. Use Anime Planet.
Anime Planet.
Yeah, you can watch a bunch of shows for free. Like, anything that's not really on Crunchyroll or Netflix, it has it there. That's what I do.
I use a website called Watch Cartoon.
Watch Mojo.
No! No! No!
I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
Today is top 10.
I use a website called WatchCartoonOnline.io. It has anime and cartoons on it. It's pretty good. It doesn't give you, like, any pop-up ads, which is really great.
I mean, I have premium Crunchyroll.
Premium.
Yeah, I'm just flex on some bathroom, 3-year-old rapist real quick.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Elijah was really, like, the good conversation, like, starter and continuing.
Yeah, it's because he just has the most random things to talk about.
Yeah. Like, I can continue conversations, but I'm really bad at starting them.
Same. Like, I'm just like, hey, I need a conversation starter.
I know, right?
Oh, man. Wow, we relatable topics.
I know, right? It's like cough syrup on drugs. Oh, wait, it is drugs. That wasn't funny.
Oh, jeez. Huh. This podcast is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
That's why we have it named as something stupid.
Yeah. Like, if you tell someone, yeah, I named it something stupid, and then they're like, so what did you name it?
Something stupid.
What is it? Something stupid.
Something stupid.
And that would be a funny conversation. Dude, I don't want to do. You know the Verado Science Fair? Whatever.
Oh, do you have to thing? Do? Wait,
I have to.
Is it for your biology class?
Yeah.
Wait, which teacher do you have?
Frederick.
I had Miss Olveda last year.
And did he take honors?
No, I took just the general biology.
I'm taking general biology because I'm too lazy to take full honors.
I don't want to take honors classes because too much work. I don't want.
I mean, it's the same thing as normal classes. It's just a faster pace.
I know.
The one that's more work is AP.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna take AP because I'm hecka lazy.
Same, like.
And then I'm taking honors English and math, but I have to take some. All my parents are gonna be like. So yeah, it's big oof.
Freshman
boys.
Year was not a good year for me, but at the same time, it kind of was.
Really?
Because like I had more classes with my friend Lucy, but now I only have like one class with her this year, and
I have no classes except one with one of my friends.
Oh heck!
And we are not even able to talk because I have Miss Grundy's math class, and like he sits across from me. And like,
I've heard Miss Grundy is very like, ugh.
She just no. I would have straight A's if I didn't have her. Any other math teacher, I would have straight A's. Any other math.
Hope you don't
teacher.
Get Mr. Starks for geometry because you're gonna suffer. I have him as my geometry teacher, and he's also my homeroom teacher, or advisory.
I have some. I can't remember her name, but some Mexican. Spanish teacher, whatever, who doesn't know what, like, her mind is, like, in 2001, doesn't know how to advance, and she's, like, really, really, really stupid.
Is her, well, actually, no, two, wait, is it a Spanish 1 teacher?
I don't know.
Because there's, like, two in the B wing. There's Miss,
It's in C wing.
Okay, never mind, that's none of the ones I have.
I'm not ready to spend the next 4 years with her.
Oof.
Yeah, it's a big oof time.
Pick oof time.
Big oof Pick time. Oof.
Yeah,
Adventure time. Come gather your friends. Mm-hmm.
School is kicking my butt, and I'm glad I'm on break, but it's slowly coming closer to
Dude,
going back.
Like, yeah, I have to survey like 50 people by January 11th.
Wait, what do you have to do?
So basically, it's not like an actual for the science fair. It's not like a project. It's like a society one. So basically, I have to create a survey and like do a bunch of stuff. It's not like I have to survey like at least 50 people on the topic I'm doing, and like they all have to be yes or no answers. I have to make it into a poster or whatever, and like a couple pie charts, and then like, present that. And that's about. It's not like it's not that hard, but like the point is, I have to survey 50 people by January 11th, and I do not want to do that. Yeah, my topic is.
Oh, hello. We're just talking about
school. All
right,
I'm back. What did they miss?
Yeah, my topic. The topic I picked was whether or not we should remove memories of people with PTSD.
Hmm.
because like scientists have found out ways to remove memories from people who have PTSDs by like triggering, like they put them to sleep and then they take a look at their brain and then trigger their PTSD and look at the neurons fire and then they just shoot point laser at a really soft laser at them, and like, and then it goes into a deep thing where like if removing memories is gonna like change their personality and stuff, and yeah, it's I have to survey 50 people and I want to cry.
50.
50, yep.
Oh dear, I'm too antisocial to talk to 50 people.
I know, I'm not really antisocial, but I am hecka lazy.
Oh boy.
And I don't want to do that.
What are your thoughts, Elijah?
I feel
like it'd be a good thing, but at the same time it's like,
like with the whole personality like thing, yeah that can change like, a person's personality. But if it gets rid of something that's like mentally traumatizing, that's
great.
But
then would they be the same person?
I'm also
still
like worried. Yeah. Like, but here's, yes, I know that's like my idea. But I'm also thinking another thing is like, what if the operation goes wrong and they fire off like the wrong set of neurons?
Yeah, So their backup is that they tested it on rats and it worked perfectly and went okay.
But they haven't tested it on a human brain.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Human testing. That would be hard to do on human testing.
I feel like this is probably something someone would write as a creepypasta gone wrong.
Big oof.
Some kids discuss PTSD and one of them develops it. Like that's a copy pasta. That not a creepy pasta.
Big oof, boys. Big oof.
Speaking of creepy pasta, have y'all ever looked into the fandom of creepy pasta?
No.
No, and I really do not want to because the only thing I know is like 90% of creepy pasta fans are furries, and the other 10% are all everybody who just like
basically
wants to suck Jeffrey Killer's dick.
Big oof.
Big oof.
What happened to restraining yourself, Elijah? You said the big.
I'm kind of angry that I had to do chores on
that.
That was some quick dishes.
As much as I usually do.
Wow, really?
No, I didn't wash it, so I had to put them away. But there was like, but my mom's like making some menudo right now, and so a bunch of steam was seeping out and hitting my back.
I don't know what word you just said.
You have to boil menudo.
I don't know what that is.
It's
you have to boil menudo, which is like menudo is like. It's like
I
a really,
like
really
spicy,
like spicy.
That's the
soup.
Thing. Like I like Mexican, but I don't like spicy foods.
I don't like spicy foods.
Same here. There's a reason. I don't like spicy foods. I love the taste of spicy foods. Don't get me wrong, but I can't eat like
can't
hot sauce
eat
or spicy foods like that.
Mm, it's
because
a liquid if
my
I remember correctly.
Like because my. I can't. I no, but I actually cannot have hot sauce because like
can
it
we,
actually
I just
like,
can't
kills
handle the spice.
Yeah, I can't. I'm a white boy to the heart.
Yeah, I was going to say Keenan's white,
okay.
But Ariel,
like,
come
if
on.
I drink, like, a ton of water, yeah. But, like, no. Ugh. Too much water.
Oh, I want to
do
make
it.
A joke that's slightly homophobic.
Do it.
Do it.
Bet.
Do it.
B to the double E-T.
It's...
Just because... Ariel, just because you like pussy doesn't mean you have to be one.
That's a big...
For those of you who don't know, Ariel has the homo gay.
Yes.
Big oof.
Yes, this is... Wow. What a turn of events.
Guys, it's a shocker.
We were talking about PTSD, and then out of nowhere, just left field, Ariel has the homo game.
That's a big oof.
Okay, I gotta ask a question right now, because it's like genuinely concerning. Okay, so, I drink out of a jar of water. I have like a little glass jar I always keep by the side of my bed, and I always fill it up with water, and I don't use cups unless it's something that's not water, okay? Is it bad is that since the only thing that's been here is water, that the smell of the jar smells
that
like shredded chicken?
Don't like wash it or leave water in there too long.
Yeah, I know, but like It's like a disgusting scent of like that... shredded chicken, though. Like a shredded chicken was like left out for like.
I mean, it can go bad if it's left in the wrong container, and like, and if it's like in.
Speaking of disgusting things and leaving things untamed. So, okay, so Kanan, you have a health class. Yes, you run around, do stuff like that. How often do you wash your gym shorts?
I have never washed them this year.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't washed mine at all. I have never washed mine either.
I leave my clothes in my locker.
Dude, like literally, dude, here's the thing. They're in my bag.
Okay, that's okay. If you take them with you home, that's gross. I leave mine in my locker. They've never left my locker unless I'm wearing them.
No, I take them home with me because I just can't be bothered putting them back in my locker.
It's just that problem. Just like having to keep like, because I would just stay in like the pants I was wearing and just change my shirt into the shirt that you have to wear. And like,
okay. So, audience. So, if you want the reason why Ariel is saying she hated taking health class while I'm taking one, we're both in the same grade. We're both 10th graders. We're both sophomores. It's just I transferred to their high school from an entirely different district with different freshman prerequisites. So I had to take the freshman classes of this standard of this district's standards and stuck in four freshman classes.
Yeah,
two of them are sophomore classes.
Boy. You're a freshman boy. You are below us.
Bow down.
What noise are you doing in the background?
Oh, so you know, so I'm talking about my jar right now. The jar is a Prego jar.
Yeah.
You know, spaghetti sauce jar. Yes. You know, like the little thing on the top of it that's like, do not buy if the little button, the thing is up. I love messing around with that little button.
That's one clicky boy.
Yeah, it's also pretty loud.
Yeah, it is pretty loud.
Did I almost, I almost got detention at my last high school in freshman year because like I have three Prego jars. I brought three of them to school. I brought three lids of them to school. I gave one to my friend Dom and I gave one to my friend Nick. And during lunch, we just let them rip.
Baby, let it rip. Is this an anime that doesn't seem like an anime and seems like a children's show?
Oh, I just realized. It's almost gonna hit the 1 hour mark. So.
Yeah, 57. Yeah, I've been paying attention to this. My phone screen's permanently on because
mine's charging a charger because mine's the new Apple phone. Like I'm using my headset right now. My fancy smatchy, SteelSeries Arctis 5 headset.
Ha, loser, you don't have a standard audio.
Yeah,
jet.
So I have to
AirPods.
Oh, God. Why would I do that? I have my SteelSeries Arctis 5 that are dope that I use for both my keyboard. Yeah, my keyboard produces audio, guys.
Oh, yes.
But my computer.
I love how like you have like professional gaming headset, but Ariel's mic is more
clear than
yours.
I'm literally using the normal mic, like earphones that Apple gives you.
Normal Apple, yeah. I don't know if mine is staticky or not.
It's ish.
It's fine, I guess.
Well, my headset's not a professional gamer. It's just more. It's meant more for sound than the actual mic.
Huh.
It's a big oof.
Big oof. So, yeah, like the other.
Hey, Ariel, does yours have 7.1 surround sound in it?
Ariel doesn't know these measurements.
Does yours have RGB?
Ariel uses pencils. Ariel uses pencils for a living. I'm pretty sure she does not know what a freaking 7mm surround sound you said is. Okay? That's like going up to a Mexican, showing him a hentai and be like, okay, so describe the anime.
Oh no. I can't tell the difference. They're both the same. Yeah.
Oh man.
What's the difference?
Oh man.
All anime is hentai, right?
So.
No. Yeah, everyone remembers that DxD one episode mark? Where
Stop.
You know. Oh my god. Okay, I'm just gonna seep into my power for a second. Everyone remembers that fan favorite episode of Pokemon where, you know, Ash just digs down Pikachu. See, the only reason why I'm thinking of this is because last night me and Ariel were talking about Pokemon for like 20 minutes.
I don't really remember. Oh wait, no. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you were talking about your obsession with the XYZ.
Dude, in my opinion, the only good Pokemon
Speaking of Ariel in the past, I have this joke that I don't use that much. That Ariel is a recovering 2012 e-girl.
A recovery of an MMO junkie, question mark? Really?
I want to watch that. I want to watch that.
It was pretty decent.
Huh. So yeah, like everyone else is going to be able to join next time we do this, right?
Hopefully. I don't know if I can get Nick to join next week, but I'll see if I can. Hopefully so. Also, Ariel, enable ads on this.
If anyone even watches
give me
big oof.
Dude, I'll watch it like 100 times a day just so we can get some.
You should like advertise.
We have hacked the system, boys. Hacked the system.
You should advertise it so people can listen to our weird ramblings.
I did. I plugged it on my Instagram story.
I didn't see it yet. I do. It does show up. It's just I haven't been looking on stories. But anyways, I think we should probably end.
We're going for an hour.
No.
An hour and a half question?
No.
Mark?
Actually, I'll be right back. Let's go hour and a half. I'm being called.
She's being beckoned.
Okay. Alright, so it's boy time. What should the boy do? Let's talk about tracks.
Alright then. It's the speed of Sonic.
You want me to go into the...
yeah, dude, go into it. You know,
Great Twitch streamer.
I've been telling you this before. What? I was walking to PE. I was standing in front of the classroom, and he walks up to me and my group of friends, and this is what he tells us, then walks away. This is the only thing.
No, hold on. I showed you a screenshot of a YouTube thumbnail that's just like I want to have sex with Sonic, and here's why it isn't gay. Okay, now you can continue.
That's all he did, and then walked away. Okay, you can continue with what happened.
So, great Twitch streamer and YouTube personality / Instagram personality, Weesterner. Oh my god, he made this video talking about why he's excited for the new Sonic movie. By the way, the new Sonic movie looks disgusting. I don't like
the
art,
to be honest. No,
have you seen the artwork for it?
I believe.
Oh, live action Sonic looks gross. Two eyes? Everyone knows Sonic has a hybrid eye. Anyway, so he goes into detail on why having sex with Sonic isn't gay. Because gay is perceived by what we see. So, like, you see gay shit, you can call out. It's like, hey, that's gay shit. So if you can't see it, it's not gay shit. And it's not like, oh yeah, you have sex with Sonic behind the corner or something. Like, no. See, you stop seeing stuff if it goes faster than the speed of light, because then lights can't hit you and they can't bring a reflection to your eyes. And Sonic, for the past 20 years, has been known to have this pair of boots that makes him run faster than the speed of light, okay? You with me? You with me here? If you can run faster than the speed of light, okay, and you can have sex with Sonic at the exact same time as running at the speed of light, you're running and having gay sex faster than the speed
therefore,
of gay.
It is not gay.
The speed of gay, yes, therefore, the speed of gay is the speed of light.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, hello, CNN. I can't wait to see your fake article on this.
Big oof time.
Every time we do something that's slightly offensive, we have to like say, we have to like call out that it's a joke, because, you know, I feel bad that PewDiePie is going under, like, has gone under like so much shit in the past month.
Like, yeah, with all his controversies. PewDiePie is just God. We should accept that he's the God. He's the goat. Yeah. Yeah.
PewDiePie equals goat. Dude, remember 2014 PewDiePie? Whenever it was all just like, he's a duck. Here, have some games. Fridays with PewDiePie. The Bro Army.
Dude,
remember
the Bro
that?
Army? Oh my god.
Oh, dude. I've been a sub since 2013. I've been a sub since 2013 when he had like around, I think, 20 mil.
The Bro Army. Jesus, long ago.
God. Dude, it's just like there was the Bro Army, then there was Fam Squad, then Squad Fam, and now it's just the 9-year-old army. Yeah, so I'm actually 9. I just sound deep voiced because I'm 16. Yeah. But I'm a 9-year-old because I watch
PewDiePie.
Yeah. Everyone knows this. Mr. Beast, 9-year-old. T-Series, well, in the words of PewDiePie, you India, you lose, so best think you haven't won.
Yeah.
Bitch lasagna. Dude, no joke, bitch lasagna is actually fire.
Stop it, guys.
Oh, Brenna just sent me something on Discord. I'm gonna see what this is. Is it a wholesome meme? Is it a picture of a dog? Is it a picture of a cat?
It's a man getting raped to death.
Don't. Woman getting raped gets saved by gay rapist who raped the rapist.
Ooh, I'm interested.
Oh, have you not seen that? Oh my god, what is this? What is this? Brenna, you are an adorable creature. I hope you know this.
Babe.
I'm gonna send it to you on Instagram right now. Like, you need to see what this is. Oh my god, this is terrifying, dude. Instagram, please open up. FBI, open up.
Interesting.
Oh my god. Hey, stop being dumb. Hey, stop being dumb. Look at what she sent.
You're gonna send it to me?
I sent it to you on Instagram.
Oh. Interesting.
It's a Nicolas Cage sequence below where one side's red and the other side is an image of Nicolas Cage smiling, and she like, oh my god, like she made like a smiley face.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's unsettling.
This is unsettling.
Oh god.
Oh god. It's gonna be a lot more interesting when we have more people in here.
It will be so much more interesting.
Yeah. I bet you're like, as soon as we
like,
finish,
keep in mind, like we've been able to,
like, as soon as we finish this, you're gonna like just listen to this while you fall asleep. Actually, no, we're gonna stay up all night today, right?
I don't know. Well, everyone today has to stay up all night.
No sleep. Sleep is for the weak.
Ha! The time that we've been recording is 69 minutes. Funny.
Whoa.
Funny.
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 Okay, so let us discuss some good anime. What's your favorite anime, Kanan? What's your favorite anime?
I don't have one because I like too many.
For me, it will be the most recent delete off of Crunchyroll that the worst delete ever on Crunchyroll. My favorite anime to ever exist, Assassination Classroom. God bless that anime. It is,
yeah, that's Ass Class. Is
the words
amazing.
Cannot describe how much I like. Ass Class is, oh my god, so good. And a couple days ago, I'm just like, hey, is he talking to my brother? It's just, hey, Ezekiel, you should watch more Assassination Classroom. I go on this Crunchyroll on this TV. I try to find Assassination Classroom. And they got rid of it. They got rid of my favorite anime ever, dude. Like, it's sad. Sadly. I don't have a second favorite anime, but I do have a third favorite anime.
What is
anime.
It?
Kill la Kill. God damn, I love Kill la Kill.
Yeah, Kill la Kill is pretty...
Like, if you don't know anything about me as a weeaboo... Studio Trigger, I love them.
Yeah, you've told me
everything
before.
They do, except for Darling in the Franks. Good.
Hey, y'all, I'm
the only
back.
Reason why I hate Darling in the Franks is because
it's how many
fan okay, and we're discussing anime right now.
The fanboys and fangirls of Darling in the Franks. It's too much.
No. It's not necessarily
okay,
that.
So
but that's part of the reason. For me, it was a toxic friend who
what?
Liked the show, so I associate the anime with that friend. We're discussing animes and why I'm upset that Crunchyroll got rid of my Assassination Classroom,
oh dear.
Which is my favorite anime ever. Anyway,
I'll be right back. I have to go do something.
Oh. I come back and he leaves.
Okay.
We're transitioning. We're handing off the baton.
Handing off the baton.
It's a relay race.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow, my mother. My mother is just like...
Hold on. Here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, I'm good, never mind. Anyway, what is your favorite anime?
I don't know if I have a favorite anime, because I don't really watch it as much as y'all do, but, like, I have watched a few.
Yeah, I know you're not a weeb. You're not a weeb, but you just, like, just accepted the meme.
I don't know. I know what my favorite anime movie is, and that's Ponyo. You should.
I want to
it's
watch
really
that.
Good. I watched it when I was in second grade. And I forgot about it for years. Until, like, eighth grade. Then I was like, oh wait, what's that one movie I watched?
This is that one thing I watched and I was six.
And then I found it and I was just like, oh wowee!
How many shrimps do you have to?
Before
you, have
you
to
make
eat.
Your skin turn pink,
make your
eat
skin
too
turn
much
pink.
And you'll
eat
get
too
sick.
Much and
shrimps
you'll get
are
sick.
Pretty rich. Shrimps.
Oh yeah, while you were, wait, Brent. Okay, so while you were gone, mm-hmm. while you were gone, Ariel, Brenna sent me this amazing image on Discord, and I'm gonna send you what she sent me because it is amazing. Okay. Look, just look at this terrifying thing.
Let us see, what is this?
It's a Nicolas Cage pillow, sequence pillow, much like your sequence art bag.
Oh, my friend has one of those.
With.
She bought it off of Amazon.
Why did she?
It's amazing.
It's just. Oof. I don't doubt it. It's Nicolas Cage. Like, who can regret Nicolas Cage? Nicolas Cage trapped inside a Nicolas Cage cage. Have you
Wait,
seen that?
Wait, what?
Nicolas Cage trapped inside of a Nicolas Cage cage. It's such a weird photo.
Time. Heck yeah.
So it's been an hour and 10 minutes. 13. 14 for me. An hour and 14 minutes so far.
It's been 63 minutes for me. Well, an hour and 3.
That's because you left.
Well, I guess since for me, I like added up first. It's probably different for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are lacking ranch dressing. Get
more.
Wait, have I not sent you that?
If you did, I didn't click on it then.
Oh,
I'm sending it to you on Instagram right now. It is in my saved
it's
favorites.
So good.
Give me a second.
You're lacking the ranch dressing. Get more.
Get more. Yeah.
I love that video.
I am like ranch dressing.
Me neither.
Neither do I.
It's gross. Dude, just watching people eat pizza, dipping it in ranch dressing.
My brother and my mom do that.
It's so disgusting.
You wanna know what isn't disgusting? Pineapple on pizza. Get out of here. Pineapple on pizza is actually good.
No, it's not.
Y'all can eat a fat, stinky
booty. Man.
It's good.
I don't know. Most of our generation kind of wants to do that for some reason. I don't know why. They want the booty. They want it big and fat. I don't know why. And it's like, yeah, no.
Okay, actually, you know, we should go into this. We should go into this. If there's one person's ass, you can...
Wait, what did this turn into?
They can be a fictional character or
you
a real person.
This is gonna be on the internet. You realize.
Yes, I know.
We not do this and we subscribe our opinions on today's outlook on, like... Lookings, I guess. So really people like look.
Okay, what's your opinion? What's your opinion on eating ass?
We are literal high schoolers. We should not.
I mean, have you not met the rest of the high schoolers? You're
weed, a vape.
Dude,
I'm so.
Have you forgotten that 90% of our high school is all a bunch of wannabe SoundCloud rappers and
I mean, you're right.
They be wearing that baggy shorts and like trying like, hey guys, what's going on? I'm going on. It's not even good rap. Like the only good rap was some old stuff. Like,
literally on the last day of school before winter break, a guy in my earth science class after we were taking our midterms, he was literally vaping in the back of the classroom. Literally vaping.
Actually, I have a story like that. Last year, during whenever I was a freshman, there was a sophomore in that class, and he's a dumbass. And he actually had a freshman. He sometimes paid me to do his homework. Okay, during the exams, I was like looking over my shoulder because I saw like a bunch of movement to my right. I look, and he's just like hitting fat vapes.
Fat boy vape.
Like he's not even trying to hide it. Like he's just.
Oh man.
It's like you hear booty in the background. Oh, this vape is so good.
This vape, boy. This vape.
Oh, no.
Yo, dude, people who vape are the same people who think Sicko Mode and Mo Bamba are unironically good songs.
You want to hear Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba?
You want to hear Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba?
Have you seen that thing? It's like Brett's epic playlist. Sickle Mode. And...
Black people are like X-Extension or other gay people. White people are like Sicko Mode or...
Mode or Mobile. Well, white people would be like... White people would be like, no, black people would be like,
welcome to the Gen Z.
Welcome to Gen Z, where every single meme of 2018 has been a tier 3 meme that no new memer can ever understand.
Yeah.
Like the least tier meme of 2018 was Bongo Cat.
Yeah.
Big.
Other than that, like, they did surgery on a grape, though I'll be annoying. It was, like, at the very least, a tier 2 meme because you had to understand it was extremely ironic.
Yeah. When you open the surgery on a grape and find the Flintstones vitamins gummies inside of it. Damn, the conversation just died right now.
It just died.
I'm trying to think of a segue into a new topic.
It's segue time.
Segue.
Time to get hit by a truck.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I almost swiped out the app for a second.
Oh dear God.
That would have been 80 minutes lost.
That would have been Sado mode.
Sado mode. Time to go Sado mode.
Sado mode. It's just a bunch of crying cats.
When you're home alone and see your dog.
Hold up. Ariel, did I just hear your little brother?
Yeah, yeah. He left, though. I was trying to silently, like, wave him out.
Signal him.
It's like, hey, no, 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 not right now.
It's not Mobama time.
I swear to God, if he comes in my room again.
Dude, next time your brother comes into your room, I dare you to shout, get the sickle mode out of here.
Get the sickle mode out of here.
Oh, he just like, shout, today is not the day to go sickle mode, okay? Do it another day. Go listen to your Mobama.
Go listen to sickle mode.
Yo, Mobama means I love you with sickle mode.
When you have no friends and you're a loner, so all you have is sickle mode and Mobama.
Dude, I freaking love how I love how like the meme that's associated with like sickle mode and Mobamba is that one annoying kid from the Polar Express.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that? Have you guys seen that clip where it's some like a 9-year-old and some like 20-year-old black guy talking on the Polar Express? It's like from an Xbox 360. Yes.
I'm
pretty sure I sent it to Elijah. Elijah, did I send it to you?
I don't know.
Well, time
to
check.
Oh, man, so we're almost going to hit the
90-minute mark.
Yeah, so what should our last topic be about?
Okay, the schedule for this, for the podcast, okay?
Schedule
for this podcast, okay, is going to be once a week. 6 to 7 or 7:30 p.m.
Most likely on Mondays.
Most likely, yeah, Mondays. What day is it today?
It's Monday.
Yeah, Mondays. Mondays.
Yeah, today's Monday. Oh boy, oh.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Okay. I feel like the final topic, so now that we got the schedule out of the way, the final topic of this podcast should be why Isabelle is too thick for Smash 5.
Oh no. What are y'all's mains?
For me, I feel like my main would, what would my... Probably Sans once they release the DLC.
Sans!
I've never played any Smash games.
You've never played Smash?
Nope, not a single
one. He's a PC gamer.
I got into gaming
You're
really
missing
late.
Out.
The only, like, the only Nintendo game I've really played is Super Mario Brothers on my Nintendo DS.
Yeah. I've, like, always had Nintendo in my life since I was really young. Like, probably once I hit, like, age 5, it's like, hey, Nintendo.
5 months I hit, like, age 5, hey, Nintendo.
Hey, Nintendo.
Nintendo time.
It's just like you see your first DS and it's like, oh hey Nintendo, freaking what's his name, Masahiro Sakurai. It's just like, oh hey Ariel.
Oh, a story relevant to Nintendo. When I was younger, my brother was probably about 3, and I was like 6. My uncle was still like living with my grandparents. He's like really young, by the way. He's like, right now he's, I think he just turned 30 this year.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, so he was like low 20s back when this happened, and he had a DS, and me and my brother didn't have one for obvious reasons. My brother was way too young, and I don't think they trusted me, a small child, with having an expensive device yet. But we used to play on my uncle's DS, and one day me and my brother were arguing about whose turn it was, and we had both of, like, you know, it's like the screen end and like the part where you actually like move and has the buttons in the bottom touch screen.
Yes.
We were both holding each one. Like, I was holding the touch screen part, he was holding the screen. And we were, like, pulling it.
Did it break in half?
Yeah, it broke in half.
You owe your uncle a Nintendo DS, copyright 2002.
Oh yeah, I remember we got so freaked out. I'm like, we're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Crying. And we cried. And it, like, once our uncle found out, we were just like, we're so sorry.
Your uncle was just like, nah, it's all good.
No, he was a wee bit mad, but not
he was just like, all right, that's it.
No.
It's sicko mode time.
I hurt my hands doing that. Oh god, my palms and the back of my fingers are red. Ah. Oh.
Interesting.
You hurt yourself way too much.
I am slightly masochistic.
Oh man. But yeah, Nintendo's great.
I'm big oof time.
Big oof time?
Yeah.
Man, what should we do with the last 5 minutes?
I know. I feel like this should have been drawn out longer. God dang it. Okay, we gotta be like Tana Manju, Lele Pons, freaking. We gotta be like the Paul Brothers. We gotta draw out these last 5 minutes. Smash that follow button, guys. Constantly
button,
play our things. Make sure we get some money on our things.
Shmoney.
Well, let's get this shmoney, boys.
Let's get this shmoney.
Oh god.
Oh man. This is gonna take so long to edit.
You have a whole 90 minutes to edit, Ariel. I feel bad for you. I would have done it on my end, but you couldn't join mine.
Yeah, because the iPad version of this app is dumb. And it's like, oh, you can't receive calls from other people. Sorry. Oh,
hold
wow.
up, mother!
That was a scream.
That was a screech.
You ever have someone just put a cold lemon on your face?
No. I've had my brother put my dog on my face and squeeze a fart out of her.
Oh.
Harassment.
That's big O.
Big O. My brother's something.
Yeah, I don't have a brother.
So, a general consensus of what this group is, okay? I'm basically the guy who tells the dark jokes and mainly makes all the segues. Oof, hold up! Yeah, I'm doing. Hey. I can't. We're wrapping something up right now, so you can be quiet. We're wrapping something up.
Are you talking to your mom?
An entire
like that?
Conversation. No, my little sister. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Go do what mom asked you to do, Elijah. She needs help.
I'll help her in a minute. God damn.
Oh.
I'd get slapped so hard.
I know, right? Just like it.
Here comes the sandal.
My dad would be like, yo, it's sicko mode time.
It's sicko mode time.
Get your booty cheeks over here, kid.
You good there, Elijah?
Yes. Anyway, as I was trying to say, a general consensus, I make the dark jokes and mainly all the segues. Ariel tries to keep things all PC family friendly while not trying to be PC family friendly. Kanan's just there for the ride and has a story or two about the current topic. And yeah, we'll see what the other people are like next week.
Yes, well,
I gotta go
them.
Do chores, so I gotta leave right now.
Okay, so we should just end here. So
yes, see you next
it's
week.
It's time to commit treason.